How is a pandemic like a 90s boy band? Actually, the similarities are pretty obvious in terms of R and innocent lives. So a more interesting question might be, what does game theory have to do with Gary Barlow? Now, that's a question that only writer and comedian Maurice Gohan could answer. So here she is.
We're all having the time of our lives, going out for poached eggs and avocado toast and kissing our grandparents. But as we skip down the green corridor of life, looming on this happy picture is the threat of that pesky second wave. The coronavirus reunion. Remember when Take That came back without Robbie? It's going to be like that. Oh, this is going to be terrible. Robbie's not here? So bad. I won't even listen. Oh, wait, that's actually a banger. Hold on. Was Robbie not the glue? They can come up with absolute hits without him. This is amazing. This is better than the original. Except invert that. Remember when we all fought over toilet paper? Remember when a bunch of celebrities sang Imagine from their mansions to cheer us up? It seems like a lifetime ago. What will be the toilet paper of the second wave? Take That CDs?
Just have a little patience.
And how likely is a second wave anyway? I've mentioned before, I study game theory. It's about the probability of things happening. And look, I was a terrible student. I did below average. One time I tried to get out of a failed test by pretending I had temporarily gone blind. But I wrote my thesis on ISIS and I created a model for the likelihood of another terrorist attack in France. And that was back when they were attacking France. I published my thesis in 2016 and ISIS haven't really done much since. I'm not saying the correlation is causation, but I'm definitely implying it. I destroyed ISIS. So I think I'm the right person to tackle this problem. COVID is like the ISIS of the virus world. Ruthless and violent and hard to catch. And both were created by the CIA. I've read some blogs, all right? Now, game theory at its essence is a two-player game. We have player A and player B. Let's say Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow circa 1996. Both have two moves they can make. Sing in harmony or break millions of girls' hearts.
Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Player A makes a move and at the same time player B makes a move not knowing what A will do. And game theory is analysing all the strategies and outcomes possible to these two players. Now, this game does depend on everybody being rational. And people aren't rational, but governments usually are. The present American government being an obvious exception. But the US doesn't even need to worry about their second wave. They're still in the throes of the first. So, is the virus rational? Exceptionally so. If the government and the virus are in a game together, we can predict the virus's moves 100%. It's always going to attack. It doesn't matter what move the government plays, the virus is always going to choose attack. So knowing that, the government then decides its course of action, which is the result that will be the best if the virus attacks. Okay, so far, so half making sense. But we forgot about another agent. People. The people governments reign over. So really it's a three-player game. And people are irrational. People aren't that smart. They make mistakes and they make choices that are illogical and not in their best interest. So even though the virus will always choose attack, we're not going to choose something that will minimize the damage of that attack. We're going to choose no masks and holidays abroad and drunken night in crowded bars because we're human. So maths doesn't matter here. Models don't matter. Green lists don't matter. The level of war doesn't matter. The second wave is coming.
Oh yeah.
And I just hope Gary Barlow is ready to sing.
I guess now it's time that you came back.
Maurice Gohan there on her less than fond hopes for a coronavirus reunion. Next time on Culture File, traditional singing online.